down and 10. Wimberley offense at the Giddings 25-yard line as we begin the fourth period with the Texans holding a 3-touchdown lead over the Buffaloes. Kipperus now in the backfield with Weeks. 2 weeks is right, and he's going to get the carry. Actually, that's Carruthers, and he is able to power his way forward, and that's a pretty impressive 3-yard run down to the 22-yard line. Didn't have a lot of running room.
No, he carried a guy on his back for about 2.5 yards for a 3-yard gain right there. So that's what you get with Moss, though. You get that tough, you get that gruff and real strong young man, and he's a guy who very, very rarely will be taken down by one defender, and it takes 2-3 right there. He carries 1 3-yard and a decent first and 10 right there. As you're the Wimberley Texans, your friend is that clock ticking and
that's
just
right.
Continuing to move.
Second down and 7 now. Weeks will take it and hand it to Carruthers again. Right side to the 20, to the 15, and is finally pushed out of bounds down near the 10-yard line. I think they're going to spot it at the 11. That's going to be a first down for Wimberley. The clock continues to run, and the chains continue to move. All good here tonight for the Texans.
That was about the agility that for Moss right there. That's little two stutter steps right there. He's a run you over type of guy, and he manages to kind of squeeze out to the outside, give it a little stutter step, gain some more right there. But for a young man who's had a pretty good day on the ground, he would love to see one more get in the end zone right here.
And he's faster than you think. I mean, he hit that corner pretty fast.
Yeah, he is. He's got quick feet.
Back to throw. Weeks looking left, throwing left. Martinez, stutter step down to the 10-yard line. They were trying to do a little pick/block play with Martinez getting the ball, and he's only able to get a yard. Second down and 9.
Yeah, a little bubble screen coming back from Martinez, and just too many defenders right there. When you're doubling up Martinez pretty much every play on that outside, you end up with 3 or 4 defenders and 1 blocker. So it's just didn't work out, and not a whole lot of space and opportunity for him, but ends up gaining a yard, it looks like.
Yeah, it'll be second down and 9 now from the 10-yard line. Weeks back to throw, looking right, now scrambling, running, throwing back over the middle, and it's incomplete inside the 5-yard line. He's trying to hit Mitchell over the middle?
Yeah, Mitchell. That was Matt Mitchell. He was the blocking back, kind of came in motion to the near side and kind of snuck in there, but just kind of found that Rob Gronkowski hole, we'll call it, right in the middle,
stopped.
And just not able to bring it down. And a good play by the defensive back right there to come around him and make the stop.
Unlike Rob Gronkowski, Matt Mitchell's team's probably going to win tonight.
Yes. Oh, no. You went there. Oh, no.
I kind of like watching the Patriots lose. I don't know. I don't know if that makes me evil or what. Third down and 9. Back to throw is Weeks again. Rolling right. Screen back left. And it's going to be incomplete. And that'll be a fourth down. Who knows? They may let Nick Coles get a shot at a field goal here on third down and 9.
He's trying to squeeze out of there. There he goes.
Yep, there he goes.
He was asking for it from the coaches. Yeah. You got to love that.
This, coach.
Yeah, let me kick it.
It's going to be about a 27-yard. Let's see where they put it down. He's going to put it down at about the 26 or 27. He's going to put it down to the 27.
Right at 27, yeah, or 17, yeah. So it's going to be 27 yards.
Stover, that's good quick math there by Jared Robinson. That's why he's here as our analyst.
Hey.
Here's the field goal try now. The first one of the year for Nick Coles. 27-yard attempt. The kick is up, certainly long enough, and it is good. Right down the middle. 10:15 left to play in the ball game. Our score, Wimberley 38 and Giddings 14. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Nick Coles now. Hey, you're the man, Nick. He's got it teed up to kick off now after he nails that 27-yard field goal. Would have been good from 37.
See if he's got a little bit more juice on this one. Maybe he's a little excited.
He's going to be fired up about that. I think that's probably his first. Well, I know it's his first field goal this year.
He usually kicks it to the 15. He booms this one. It's going to make down to the 10.
Down to the 10-yard line. Page will have it to the 15, looking left. Now he's running out of running room. He's got to just fall down. Gets it out to the 17-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 17. Ironically, he was tackled at the 15, but they're going to actually now they're going to spot it at the 16. So who knows? Flip a coin.
It's more of a tweener. They're going to, in that area, that general 15 to 17-yard line, they're going to put it there somewhere. They're not sure yet.
Approximated, I guess.
It's an educated guess.
10:06 left to play in the ball game. Stay with us after this one. We'll recap the scoring for you and talk to Jared a little bit and then get out of Dodge on this beautiful night. I'm probably going to roll the windows down on the way home from Wimberley to downtown Buda, Texas.
If I get a phone call from the police that you're sticking your head out the window,
you'll know that, yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Look like Ace Ventura driving down.
Thanks. Here's the turn. The give is to Ladarius Johnson. He's got some running room. Look out.
Uh-oh.
20 to 25. 8 yards and he's kind of fun to watch as he gets up kind of limping a little bit. Tosses the football. The football looked like a little golf ball in his hands as he tosses it back to the ref. He's 230. That's what he's listed as. And he's a big old kid. About 6'4".
That's not a man you want to see coming down on a stretch play.
Second down and 9. No. He gets going downhill. You got problems. Hollowell now in the game as the passer, and he throws it out to Grimm. Look out, 30, 40. Grimm may take this to the house. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20, and finally pushed out of bounds by Stover. And that's a big play there as Harwell is able to hit Grimm for about 65 yards. See where they spot it. They're going to spot it at the Wimberley 14-yard line.
That's not something you see every day.
Boy, Stover ran him down. Stover's got some speed, evidently, because you know Grimm does.
It's the shoes.
I guess so. Stover also did a good job. He kind of threw him to the ground, and they were out of bounds, and he went down and acted all concerned after he tackled him bad. He didn't want to get the flag there.
Helped him back up.
Good job. Helped him back up. Good sportsmanship.
Is this a new quarterback? Is this De La Torre?
Yes, that's Harville. Harville. He's the one they've been putting in on pass plays, and he's back in, and he's going to throw it now. Fade pattern to the end zone. It's picked off in the end zone. Picked off on the far sideline, trying to get the number here. Is that Stover?
Yeah. Gavin?
That is Stover.
It is Stover. You're right. Should have known from the shoes.
Intercepted it. You should have known that. They threw it up in the air, and Stover came down with it. Cade Stover with the interception. Texans will take over. With 8:50 remaining in the ball game,
that's a big play right there. After a young man had an explosive play for the Giddings Buffaloes on a huge run by Grimm, and to turn around and just throw a jump ball and Cade Stover come down with it. That is a what we would consider is the picture of change of momentum.
Boy, no doubt, one play to the next. Carruthers comes in now with JoJo Weeks in the backfield. Ball at the 20-yard line. Weeks sends a man in motion in front of him, and he will turn and give it to Carruthers, looking for running room. He doesn't have much of it. He may have gained a yard, though, to the 21. Second down and 9. Texans again tonight with a big play offense. Touchdown scores of 35 and 80, 7, and also 18 yards here tonight.
Looks like they're probably going to let the play clock run down quite a bit on this drive. Play clock's down to almost 10 before they come out to the line of scrimmage. Time of play right at 8 minutes.
Weeks now gets the snap, and he's going to take it himself to the 25 and runs out of bounds at the 27-yard line. He's going to be about 3 yards short of the first down. Got to get to the 30, so third down and three now as the Texans try to keep this drive alive and kind of run the rest of this clock out. 8 minutes left to play, and, of course, the clock stops when you run out of bounds. See if the Texans can convert here. Carruthers to the left and Kiparis to the right of Weeks. It's going to be Carruthers. First down and more. 30, 35, 40. Look out. 50, 40. Foot race. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 72 yards. Touchdown. Moss Carruthers. And you can turn the lights out on this one.
Man, that's a... That's a young man who put his head down, ran through it, and when he pulled his head up, he was about 10 yards into the backfield, into the defensive backs, and said, I'm gone.
Oh, wow, I'm
gone.
They ain't
catching me. And a good play. I couldn't tell it who it was there at the very end. Was that Kiparis that came down with the block?
And he kept blocking downfield. Yep, it was Kiparis.
I couldn't tell exactly who it was, but, man, a good job by that young man to get him into the end zone.
Here's Coles now. The extra point is up, and it is good. 7:46 remaining in the football game. Our score, Wimberley 45, Giddings 14. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
We're going to go ahead and give the Jared Robinson Player of the Game Award to Moss Carruthers here tonight. He's got three touchdowns, a one-yarder, a six-yarder, and a 72-yarder. He had a 50-yard run that wasn't a touchdown, but it was 50 yards nonetheless. And he's got about, I don't know, 175, 200 yards rushing here tonight. And so I'm going to go ahead and give him that, and I'm going to name that award after you, Jared.
Well, I'm honored.
Here's Coles with a kickoff. Deep back to the 5-yard line is Grimm right up the middle. Now he's going to turn right and turn on the Jets. He's to the 30 and finally steps out of bounds in that far sideline at the 36-yard line. That's where Giddings will take over, trailing at 45-14.
I don't know if you noticed the same thing I did, but when he cleared that corner.
Goodness, he got into another gear, didn't he?
He does. He puts that foot down, and all of a sudden he can lose you real, real quick. And then all of a sudden when Wimberley kind of got up to him, he just kind of shuffled on out of the field right there. That's a you kind of wonder if that's one of those 45-14, okay, you got me, I'm just going to run out of bounds now.
That's right.
But that young man has got some speed to him.
Harwell is back in the game again at quarterback, and he's going to turn and give it to Johnson looking for running room. And he is still on his feet at the 43-yard line. Finally, his momentum causes him to fall down, but it takes about four kids to get him, a pickup of seven, second down and three.
He is a big boy. For everybody who's not here watching it, he is he's a young man that if he gets moving, he is not a guy that you want in front of him. And for Wimberley to really wrap him into the – gains that he's had a few decent gains, but for the most part they've really contained him. That speaks to some of the volume of this defense today.
Second down and seven is going to get it again. Big play though. 50, 40, and all the way down to the Texan 29-yard line is Jadarius Johnson. Another big run. He's probably got over 100 yards rushing at this point too, Jared. I mean, that was about a 25-30 yarder right there.
Well, you remember in the first half when Paige took it up the middle and we were talking and we said, you know, they've done a real good job against this defense or against this offense because they've been putting 8 men in the box. Right there, I just instantly stopped talking about it, and he busts along.
Yeah,
so I tell you,
you
what, I may just turn my mic off.
That's right. Just unplug that thing over there. First down and 10 now for Giddings at the Wimberley 30-yard line. Give it to Johnson again. Why not? But he's probably exhausted. Breaks a tackle, though, but gets it back to the line of scrimmage. And the Texans comfortably ahead in this one, but some of these defenders may wake up tomorrow when they take their morning shower. They may do a mirror inventory and go, goodness, Ladarius did that and he did that and it hurts here. And
why do I have a bruise on my neck?
Yeah, what's the deal? It's like a cleat mark on my throat. I don't know what the deal
is. Yeah, he could definitely make you miss, and he can get by you in several ways. He can make you miss, and he can run over you, and he can outrun you, too. So that's a
either way.
Yeah, it's a very, very three-dimensional type player.
He's definitely three-dimensional. Here's Harwell. He'll pitch it out left side to the running back. New running back in the game. Pick of about three or four. That looks like Brandon Michke in the game. And it's going to be a third down and 7 situation now as they put it down at the Texan 27-yard line. The clock is at 5:12 now and rolling. Harwell, Metzke again in the backfield with him to his right. Third down and 7. Play clock is at 10 as Harwell now goes up to the line of scrimmage and starts things all over. He's going to have to get this off now, though. It's 4 seconds, 3, 2, and movement up front. Some confusion, and they'll back Giddings up 5 yards.
That's the thing with those check with me plays that your offensive coordinator's obviously got a couple in the wraps trying to think, okay, this is what we're going to do. And anytime they start checking with that that offensive coordinator is something in that quarterback's mind has got to be, okay, I have to have that mental clock of knowing how much time do I have left on that? Because it's everybody gets anxious, whether you're an offensive lineman, a wide receiver. You see that. You're anticipating go, and that's exactly what happened. That right tackle just went too early.
Third down and 12 now. Harwell will throw it over the middle. It's caught. Down for the first down over the middle. And that's going to be a first down. They're going to move the chains. That was Jalon Joyner on the catch for Giddings.
Yeah, good pass by Harwell, but even just noticing the difference between a pass that comes from JoJo from what we've seen, that crisp just rope line drives that he throw. Harwell kind of floated that one. That's one that he throws that one again. We may see it go 6 the other way.
Here's the turn and the give up the middle. And it's going to be a gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7. I call him Harwell. It's Harville. Sorry about that.
It is Harville.
Yeah.
I was going off what you said, so
I know.
I'll blame it on you.
I take complete accountability. How about that?
There it is.
3 minutes and 45 seconds remaining now. Texans trying to keep it as it is, 45-14. Some backups in the game for the Texans on defense here, getting some good, valuable playing time. Backups for Giddings as well. Turn and the give up the middle, and that's going to be the running back, I believe that's Brian Green. And he gets about 5 yards to the 12-yard line. I think it's where they're going to put it down. No, they're going to put it down at the 11. And it's going to be third down and less than 1 before the first down. About a half yard to go. I think both of these teams are content now, Jared, with just letting their clock run.
Yeah, I think you're right. They've got some backups in and kind of getting that playing time as well. I think it's pretty much sealed
Green,
into it. Michke
up the middle. 5 and touchdown. That is a touchdown right up the middle, and you're right, that's Brendan Michke with that touchdown. 11 yards. Giddings on the board here in the fourth quarter.
Big hole right up the middle. Trap guard came back across and cleared out the lane. Brandon Michke had nothing but opportunity up the middle and straight into the end zone for a touchdown for the Giddings Buffaloes.
Here's Orosio now. We'll come on and try to tack on the extra point. 45-20 with the extra point pending. And the kick is up, and it is good. 2:50 left to play. Our score, Wimberley 45 and Giddings 21. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Texans lead it 45-21. Mike Blackwell here with Jared Robinson. Texans in control of this one against Giddings here in Wimberley. Again, stay with us after this one. We will talk about it a little bit, have a post-game show, run down the scoring opportunities and scoring plays here tonight, and then talk a little bit about next week. Texans will be back at home next week to face Lampasas. Rocio to kick off now following the Giddings touchdown. It's high and short, taken at the 24-yard line, and he took a knee, did the return man. I think that's Kipperus. Yeah, Kipperus back in the game after that cramp that I diagnosed him with.
Oh, WebMD, man.
WebMB.
Now it's Mike MD.
See what I did there? Yeah.
Mike MD.
That's right. Just call me the doctor. Ball at the 28-yard line for the Texans. The doctor of love. Nah, never mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Nah, it's getting late. I'm getting kind of sleepy.
Last week we saw JoJo pull out and Cooper McCollum came in. So we'll see if Cooper comes in this time. He is. It is going to be Cooper.
So McCollum into the game.
McCollum a sophomore.
And he's got a new running back in the game as well. Can't tell who that is, but the running back's going to get it. Breaks a tackle and breaks another tackle in the backfield. Still lost a yard, though. I think that is Terrence Ramsey, the running back, on the carry. Terrence's not a big young man. He's kind of short a little bit. Looks pretty quick, though. Quick feet. Ball is at the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and 12 now.
Yeah, avoided a couple guys in the backfield. Really, two guys took a shot at him and didn't quite take him down right there. So that's a pretty good play to end up only losing 2 yards.
McCollum again in the shotgun. And he will have Ramsey to his right. And he's going to get the carry again. Looking left side, he gets some running room to the 30, 35. Nice run. Ball come
out.
Loose. Yep, the ball came loose. I'm not sure if Giddings got it in bounds on that far sideline. Yep, Buffalo's come up with it. Nice run, though. You hate that for Terrence because he got some playing time here tonight and put it on the ground. He was definitely didn't just drop the ball, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, guy did a good job right there. Giddings poked it out and ended up going back about 5 yards towards Wimberley's field, and at Giddings picks it up. They're going to try to go quick right here. And
33-yard line is where they're at the Wimberley 33.
Minute 56 left on the clock.
Harville still in the game at quarterback, looking left, throwing left, and it's a complete for a loss of 3 or 4 yards.
That's Hunter Benoli coming in again. I said his name earlier, and he comes in off that right-hand side, and he's the young man who
he's fired up out there after making that tackle.
Yeah, earlier they threw that kind of short little post pattern, short little slant, I guess, more or less. Hunter actually had an opportunity at that one. That one there just took him down immediately.
Second down and 13, and that's Mitski on the carry. And he picks up a couple to the 35-yard line. 1:18 left to play. Texans obviously are going to win this one, leading it 45-21. Giddings looking over, and they're in no hurry to get the play call from the far sideline. And I'm pretty sure some of the Giddings parents have already going to the parking lot and headed home. That's a pretty good little drive that they've got remaining tonight. From Wimberley to Giddings is no short jaunt.
Yeah, and they, if I remember correct, Giddings got a pretty decent amount of rain from the hurricane.
Pump. They certainly did. Pump fake down the field inside the 10. Did he catch it?
Nope.
Knocked away and incomplete. Yeah, good buddy of mine lives in Giddings, and he said they got over 10 inches of rain. I mean, they got a lot of it.
Whew, that's a lot of rain. That area always seems to kind of get the bad luck. You know, the Bastrop fires and the flooding, I remember, there in Smithville and the Giddings area and all that stuff. And, man, Hurricane just kind of hovered right over the top of them for about 2 days. So,
fourth down and 12, yep. And our country has another one bearing down on
it. It does, yeah. It's a scary one over there in Florida. I was reading a couple things today. They said it was bouncing. Didn't know if it was going to go west, east, back,
north,
or wherever.
Even north, you know, and eventually it's going to go north too. Harville now, long bomb down the field and caught it to 5. Yep, I think he caught it. And that is Joyner down there on the catch. He was well covered. Ball is at the 4-yard line now. 33 seconds remaining. I think that Giddings has their timeouts remaining, but they're not going to call it right now. First down and goal at the 4. Harville turns, give it to Mitski up the middle. He's going to be hit, but he gains a yard, maybe 2. He's down close to the 2-yard line. Clock is at 20 seconds, and I think Giddings took a timeout. We'll take it with him. Wimberley, 45, Giddings, 21. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Seconds remaining in the ball game. Wimberley leading it 45-21, and the only mystery now is will getting score here. They've got it at the Wimberley 3. Give it to Mitski up the middle. He dives, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. 3-yard run by Mitski, who has 2 touchdowns here in his fourth period, and Giddings has cut the lead to 45-27 pending the extra point.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it in the break right there, and that's really one of those that's a more of a moral deal for Giddings at that point. The game is pretty much locked in right now, 45-21, and if you're the Giddings coach, that timeout with 20 seconds left is really an opportunity to put some more points on the board. The game's going to end up looking a lot closer than it actually was.
Right.
But another score, nothing to say, needless to say, right here by the Giddings Buffalo.
Rocio with the extra point. It is up and good. And with 16 seconds remaining, our score is Wimberley 45 and Giddings 28. We're back with more football. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network. I'm going to turn the light on.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding hill country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. 16 ticks on the clock remaining, and the Texans will come away with a win, but they're going to have to play out these final 16 seconds as Rocio prepares to kick off here. See if the Texans, who knows, maybe they're able to get a little run back here late in the game. Who knows? Kick is an onside kick, and it's down to the Wimberley 39-yard line, and the Texans will undoubtedly just kneel it down now and call this one good, as it were. Again, stay with us after this is over, and we'll run down the scoring plays and then talk to Jared a little bit more and call it a night. Jared's going to sing you guys a lullaby if you're still up listening to us.
Nothing good can come of that.
It's been a long game tonight. This has taken a while, and the Texans have certainly come away with an impressive victory. Trying to see who's coming on to... is that McCollum again?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. Whatever it is, they're going to take a knee here. And this will be the final play of the game. The ball is at the Wimberley 39-yard line. Not sure what the officials are waiting on. The clock is at 14.
They're resetting the play clock, it looks like.
What?
Yep, they just reset it.
And the reason is, as they kneel down, do you
because they didn't even start the play clock again. It's still at 25.
45-28 is our final score here tonight from Wimberley. The Texans will move to 2-0 now as the clock runs out. The Texans with an impressive win over the Giddings Buffaloes. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our postgame show after this timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.